Okay, this is a Christmas story. Now, some stories are true, and some stories are just stories that we make up to kind of like, you know, get a message across, okay? And here at the Unitarian Universalist Church, we consider most of the stories that are in a lot of religious texts to be stories that people say to get a message across, as opposed to thinking they're absolutely true. So I want you to be clear that I made this story up, all right? So it's fun to listen to, but it didn't really happen, okay? right. So here's my story. Santa Claus was getting ready to deliver presents on Christmas Eve. He had his list. The reindeer were lined up, and this year the fairies, elves, and Mrs. Claus decided to come along as well. Santa and his sleigh took off into the night. It wasn't snowing. It actually seemed quite warm for December. They took off with Rudolph leading the way with his wonderful bright red nose. The elves wanted to stop at Starbucks for coffee, and the fairies wanted to stop at Coffee Bean. Santa said there was no time for that. He promised to share all the milk and cookies that were left to him by the fireplace, so they just went on their way. The reindeer were debating whether or not this was the warmest winter ever. All the reindeer on the left were convinced that it was, while the reindeer on the right felt this was nowhere as warm as the winters that the elder reindeer spoke of. Every year, the reindeer found something to argue about. Santa noticed that they worked better when they quarreled just a bit, so he let them be. Santa soon realized that there were more lights on the land than he had ever seen before, and as a result, he couldn't see the stars to find his way. Mrs. Claus pointed out to Santa that he was getting lost, and the fairies wanted to know when they could start dropping off the presents. All this commotion was getting to be a bit much, so Santa Claus stopped. What was he going to do this year? There used to be no lights between the cities, but now there were lights everywhere, and with all the lights on, the planet was warmer than ever, which is why it hadn't snowed. Santa didn't know where he was, and he didn't know how he was going to land with no snow on the rooftops. People need to turn the lights off. So suddenly Santa felt an urge deep inside. A rumble started in its tummy, deep, low. And this sound came out like a mighty brass section or a baritone saxophone. Turn the lights off! Right. It was such a surprise that no one really knew what it was. They had never heard Santa make a noise like that. He tried it again. Turn the lights off! They were scared. They didn't know what to do. They didn't like that. He realized this wasn't going to work, so he came up with another plan. He noticed no one was singing Christmas carols or holiday songs, so they started singing, and they sang, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. So let's sing, I Dream of a White Christmas. Here we go. Sound. The elves and the fairies all started singing. Mrs. Claus added in with an obbligato. The angels even appeared and joined in. The sound was so beautiful that no matter what language people spoke or what religion they practiced, they could feel the message of love. Everyone started singing all across the land and had a great time. Singing the holiday carols in December is a celebration of life. Soon people started to feel tired and went home. And then they turned the lights off. They tucked themselves in the bed and went to sleep. Bit by bit, the lights on the horizon became dim, and star by star, the sky lit up like fireworks high in the sky. And then the miracle happened. It began to snow. This meant that Santa would be able to land on the rooftops and deliver his presents. He got back into his sled. Mrs. Claus agreed to drive so that Santa could mind the presents. Santa then realized, amidst all this, he'd lost his list. Ugh. Now this, what was Santa going to do? What if he gave the wrong present to the wrong child? What Santa did remember was the stories that all the children had told him. So he gave each child what he felt they needed based on the stories that they had told him. Nika got a drum set instead of dolls, because she told Santa that she had broken all her dolls because her hands were so strong. People thought she was mean, but really, she was just strong. Chris got paints, new brushes, and an easel and a canvas instead of a new baseball bat. He couldn't use his baseball bat anymore because he had painted it with multiple colors. It looked really cool, but he was not permitted to use it in Little League games. Santa knew that Chris could use the team's baseball bat, so he brought Chris might enjoy having some more paints and a canvas to paint on. Many children and adults were surprised by the presents they got, but in time they found them to be a lot of fun. Mrs. Claus enjoyed driving and realized she could take her own trips throughout the year. She began making plans. The reindeer still quarreled, but it never got in the way of what needed to get done. It helped them stay warm. So, you see, even though things don't go as expected, as the result of singing and miracles, it turned out to be a nice Christmas. If you aren't feeling good about how your holiday is going, I encourage you to sing a holiday carol and give it a try. And if you're feeling really good, make sure you sing too, because then you encourage someone else to join in. Happy holidays.
That was great.